Dreamscape presents Work in Progress by Stacy Hart, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller and Teddy Hamilton. To the quiet girls, the soft girls, the girls with more thoughts than words. Love speaks loud and clear. Unforgivable Sins. Amelia. Three more people. The girl in front of me shifted the weight of her bag on her shoulder, the bulk of which rested under her arm like a pack mule. I eyed the bag, wondering how many books were inside, like one of those how many jelly beans are in the jar games I was terrible at. There were 11, if I had to guess. I might not have spatial awareness of jelly beans, but I could probably sniff that bag and determine how many books were inside. Two more people. Sweat bloomed in my palms as we all shuffled a few steps closer to the table where Thomas Bain sat. All I could see between bodies was an unrecognizable sliver of face and a bit of his elbow, clad in a black leather jacket. I took a breath, a deep, thick, anxious breath, and recited the words on the damp piece of paper in my back pocket. It's nice to meet you. I'm Amelia Hall with the USA Times. Please sign that generic. I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I've read every word you've ever written. No, I actually didn't enjoy them at all. Okay, that last one wasn't on the list. And the truth was, I'd devoured every book he'd written since he broke out 6 years ago. I might have hate-read them, but read them I had. Every word. Thomas Bain, the sensation. At 24, he'd shown up first in pop culture, dating a Hollywood it girl, the one tapped to star in half a dozen romantic comedies in half as many years. The crowd went wild, the media clamoring to find out everything they could about the tall, dark, and cavalier Thomas Bain. And in the height of the media frenzy, he'd dropped his first fantasy novel. He was a legend, the name on everyone's lips. There were entire websites devoted to speculating about his girlfriends, comprised of a long and famous list of models and pop singers and actresses, and his relationship status. He had somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 bazillion followers on Instagram, and there was a fan account devoted strictly to his hair. His hair, guys. His hair had its own Instagram. I'd say I didn't follow it, but I was a terrible liar. And there he was, just a few feet away. And in two, shit, one person, it would be my turn to meet him. The best I could hope for was that I could survive the meeting without fainting, running away, or squeaking like a farmhouse door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?